This is a self-hypnosis session on anxious thoughts and sleep. What I'd like you to do is to make yourself comfortable, uncross your arms and your legs, find a comfortable position, allow your shoulders to relax and become droopy, allow your head to sink into the chair or the bed wherever you are. Allow your legs to feel heavy and relaxed. And allow yourself to forget about the sounds around you. As we do this hypnosis session, you will continue to be aware of the sounds around you. Don't try and block them out or force anything. Just allow things to flow freely without trying to control it. What I'd like you to do is roll your eyes upwards towards your eyebrows, as far up as you can, towards the top of your head. Then I'd like you to take a deep breath in and hold it while you allow your eyelids to flutter closed. As you continue to hold your breath and keep your eyelids looking upward, your eyes looking upwards, let the breath out all the way, and as you do, allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. Allow your jaw to become relaxed and unclenched, your shoulders to become droopy, and your arms to become relaxed and heavy. Allow your breathing to become easy and calm, slowly breathing in and out, becoming more and more relaxed with each breath. You may be feeling more calm, confident, peaceful, and safe as you continue to take slow, easy breaths in and out. In and out. Slowly, easily, and comfortably. As you rest comfortably, you may notice the feelings and sensations in your body. For instance, you may become aware of the feelings in your feet or the sensations in your hands as they rest. As you continue to listen to me, I'd like you to simply allow yourself to breathe easily and comfortably. As you do so, you can pay particular attention to your slow, easy breathing. Pay particular attention to the sensations associated with each breath you take in and out. With each exhalation, you may notice yourself becoming more calm and relaxed, more at ease, more comfortable. Just notice those feelings as you breathe in and out. Notice the sense of release you may experience as you breathe out. Allow that comfort to flow easily across your entire body with each breath in and out. Allow the comfort to spread easily from your toes, through your knees, through your back and chest, up through your muscles, around your head, easily up and down, back and forth. with each breath in and out. More and more relaxation spreads throughout your entire body. You may notice your jaw is more relaxed. Your legs feel a little heavier. Your arms feeling a little heavier. And your eyes feel heavier. With each breath in and out. Focusing on the warm waves of relaxation spreading throughout your entire body, comforting you, relaxing you, giving you a general sense of overall peace, calmness, confidence, and reassurance. Each long, slow, easy breath in and out is more relaxing than the last. Allowing you to let go of all the stress and the strain, all the worries of your day. You may have noticed that you're a little more calm, a little more relaxed, a little more comfortable. And now that you're so deeply relaxed and calm, your mind has become more receptive to what I say and everything that I mention. So much so that the ideas will sink into the unconscious part of your mind and cause a deep, lasting impression that nothing will erase. Consequently, these things that I mention to your unconscious mind will begin to exercise a greater and greater influence over the way you think, over the way you feel, over the way you behave, because they are things that you feel strongly about, that you wish to feel, that you wish to do, that you wish to change so that you feel stronger and healthier in mind and body. And because these things will remain firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind after you have left here, they will continue to exercise the same influence over your thoughts and your feelings and your actions, just as strongly, just as powerfully, when you're back home, when you're at work, when you're going about your business, as they have in this room with me today. During this deep hypnotic state, you'll begin to feel stronger, fitter in every way. You'll begin to feel more in control of your thoughts and your feelings. And as a result, your behavior. You will sleep better and longer, and you will feel more energized. You will come to firmly believe that you are the master of your thoughts, your feelings and your behavior. You will come to firmly realize that your thoughts and feelings do not control you. You control them. You feel determined to take care of yourself and to no longer allow anxiety to win. You realize the benefits of conquering anxiety, the benefits to your mood, to your energy, to your sleep. And this is a very important goal for you. Some of the anxious thoughts that may bother you at times may start with words such as "what if?" What if they don't like me? What if I don't do a good enough job? What if I have a panic attack? Things like that, thoughts like that. Maybe you allow a different kind of anxious thought to cloud your mind and decrease your coping. Perhaps you'll recognize these thoughts when you begin to feel overwhelmed, beat down, and powerless. Typically, these sorts of thoughts are characterized by awfulizing, imagining situations are worse than ever before, imagining that you cannot handle a situation or that it's too much. These types of thoughts make a situation seem unbeatable and they undermine your ability to cope. Perhaps you have a different type of thought, anxious thought, that bothers you from time to time. Perhaps you have unrealistic expectations of yourself or others. Maybe you hear yourself use the words "should" or "must" or "have to," as if there's a set of rules that you have to live by, a set of rules that you're never able to attain. You're always falling short. Not because you're incompetent or unable, but simply because these rules are too rigid and unrealistic. Whatever the type of anxious thought you have, whether it's what-ifing, catastrophizing, awfulizing, making situations seem worse than they are, or shooting yourself, or must, or have to, you know that they are unhelpful thoughts. These unhelpful thoughts undermine your ability to cope with situations that are stressful. These anxious thoughts grow, breed, get stronger, and they undermine your coping. You see that. You know they're unhelpful. And you know it's time to challenge them. You know you have the ability to fight back against these types of anxious thoughts because they really don't help you. You see that. So when you find yourself what-ifing, catastrophizing, awfulizing, or shoulding yourself, it's important to examine those thoughts. Ask yourself, what is the worst thing that could happen here? And if it were to happen, what would I do? At that time, realizing that you can actually develop a plan to cope, that you can cope even if the worst case scenario were to come to pass. When you find yourself awfulizing, to realize, is it really that bad? Am I considering all the information here? Is there another way to look at this? And as tough as that is at times, to force yourself to try to look at the situation differently, examine the evidence. When you're shooting yourself, saying must or have to, ask yourself, does it really need to be that way? Perhaps it's okay if I just do my best. You know you're a hard worker. You know you're conscientious. You know you deserve to have your own private life. And that whatever you can do in the time that you're at work should and needs to be good enough. You do your best, and that is good enough. In addition to though challenging those negative thoughts, those unhelpful, anxious thoughts, reminding yourself of all your positive qualities. You're strong, persistent, conscientious, ethical, compassionate, caring, insightful. These are just a small list of the qualities that you know to be true of yourself. And as long as you're able to remind yourself of those positive qualities each and every day, to acknowledge your accomplishments each and every day, to remind yourself of how strong you are each and every day, you know you can cope with any situation. I want you to take a moment to focus on the negative tape that you have in your head of yourself as a worrier, of yourself as a perfectionist, of yourself as someone who can't make a mistake, who needs to do 150%. And focus on that negative tape and how it is damaging to yourself. How you set yourself up for unrealistic expectations. How those expectations rob you of a fulfilling, full life outside of work. Take a moment to focus on how some of those negative, unhelpful thinking doesn't help you, hurts you. I'm going to be quiet for a moment while you do that. You know the ways in which those anxious thoughts are unhelpful. You see the ways that they sabotage your efforts and your desire to have a full and happy life. And you no longer wish to let anxiety win. Instead, you want to take back control. You want to look and feel healthy. You want to treat your mind and body well with love and care. You see these thoughts as unhelpful, as your enemy robbing you of your health and robbing you of restorative sleep. With each success you have against combating anxious thoughts, you will feel stronger and stronger. You will enjoy more calm days and more sleepful nights. Now, what I'd like you to do is imagine taking out that negative videotape in your mind of yourself as a worrier, a perfectionist, someone who can't make a mistake. I want you to imagine taking out that videotape and replacing it with a new tape, one in which you're more compassionate with yourself, you're more forgiving. One in which you're allowed to make mistakes. One in which you're allowed to just do a good job. That you don't have to do 150%. That you can simply do your best within the time that you have. I want you to see yourself taking out that negative tape and replace it with a positive tape, where you're proud of who you are, confident in your ability to manage anxious thoughts, calm, strong, and independent. Take a moment and imagine putting that new tape in. Think of some words that describe who you are and how you define yourself in this new videotape. It's strong, confident, accepting. Take a moment to think about how you will describe yourself in this new videotape. Now that you've replaced the negative tape with a more positive view of yourself, a more positive view of your coping and your ability to conquer anxiety, what I'd like you to do is to imagine yourself, as you have been, sleeping peacefully, easy, long restorative sleeps. Imagine yourself as you have been, injecting yourself with your much-needed medication easily, without worry and concern, confident and happy. See yourself having close relationships with others, friends and your partner, enjoying others' company, laughing, having fun, having full, long weekends with lots of activities and enjoyment. Imagine yourself reminding yourself you've earned your weekend, you've earned your evenings, and you want to have close friendships, activities, time to yourself, and a rewarding, full, and happy life. These are things that you deserve, that you've earned, and that you've worked hard for. You can imagine yourself becoming more and more like the image you construct in your mind, the person you know you are. Happy, confident, determined, taking care of herself at all moments. Enjoying your work, but not making it everything. Enjoying your personal time and the company of friends and your partner. As each day passes and you're able to continue as you have been, conquering anxious thoughts, doing things you thought were not possible, enjoying yourself, the company of others and your partner, and living your life to the fullest, you will continue to benefit in multiple ways. Your mood will continue to increase and improve. Your sleep will become deeper and longer. And your enjoyment will become greater and fuller. There is a new voice on this videotape, and it's one that says, I can take care of myself. I can control anxious thoughts. I'm okay, just the way I am. I want you to repeat that to yourself. I can take care of myself. I'm in control of those anxious thoughts. And I'm okay, just the way I am. If you wouldn't mind repeating that to yourself a few times while I'm silent. You will see yourself as more self-reliant, calmer, more confident, more in control of your thoughts and feelings, and more able to do whatever it is you set your mind to. You will continue to inject yourself with the medicines that you need with ease, confidence, without hesitation. You are making yourself stronger and healthier by doing so. As you continue to focus more and more on taking care of yourself, mind and body, you will begin to feel happier, more confident in every aspect of your life. You are determined to treat your mind and your body well. You will commit to relaxing yourself daily, whatever that may be, through exercise, through breathing, through relaxation, as a form of self-care. You will find that you'll sleep more soundly at night. You'll awake refreshed in the morning as you create this tension-free environment for for your body each and every day. When you relax yourself daily, your nerves will feel stronger and steadier. You will focus more and more on the present and less on the future or the past. You will live in the moment and pay attention to all that is happening around you. You'll become immersed in each and every moment and less distracted by worries of the future or concerns of the past. You will be able to see problems in true perspective without magnifying or minimizing, with the confidence that whatever comes your way, you can manage it. You'll be able to take things in stride, knowing that you can handle whatever comes your way. Things will not bother you as much anymore. Every day, you'll become more and more confident because you'll see yourself taking care of yourself physically and mentally. You'll feel good about that. You'll be able to focus more and more on your strengths and your positive qualities, knowing that you can overcome any obstacle. You'll see a growing ability to be at ease and enjoy life, more aware that you choose to live peacefully, calmly, relaxed, and confidently. With this knowledge, this confidence, this calmness, you'll sleep more easily for as long as you choose. If ever you need to awaken throughout the night for an emergency or any biological need, of course you'll be able to do so. But otherwise, you'll be able to sleep throughout the night, enjoying a long, comfortable sleep. Any memories of disturbed or disrupted sleep will be forgotten. Instead, your body will focus on the natural desire and need to sleep, and this will come easy for you. You know you are the master of your thoughts and your feelings and your behavior, and anxiety will not win. I want you to imagine walking towards your bedroom, each step as you approach it. Whenever you get to the hallway of your bedroom, look at your warm, comfortable, soft, cozy bed. Focus on the comforting, inviting feel. You realize immediately when you look upon your bed that it is there for you. Imagine yourself lying down on the bed and enjoying the comfortableness of the mattress. Imagine the warm, cozy feeling of the blankets all around you. The soft way that your pillow envelops your head, allowing you to rest peacefully and adapting to the contours of your head. You know that this is where you sleep, as often and as long as you want to. You know that sleep is a basic biological need, and that your body will take over and do what it needs to. You can imagine the pleasant drowsiness take over as your pillow rests comfortably under your head and your covers surround you. Before long, you can imagine drifting off into a natural, relaxing, restorative sleep. You know that your bed is associated with long, comfortable, restorative sleep, and this natural biological process will take over. You need not worry. You need not be concerned. And that all you need to do to help it out is to relax, breathe, relax your muscles, and focus on the positive sleep that lies before you. As you manage your anxious thoughts in the day and you conquer them time and time again, as you take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and medically, your life will become more enjoyable, your mood will improve, your confidence will improve, and you'll be able to conquer any obstacle that lies before you. As you continue to take care of yourself more positively each and every day, in every way, you'll enjoy life to its fullest each and every day. In a moment, I will count from 7 to 1. You will open your eyes and you will feel alert.